replaced wood siding or a garage door because of rain damage? Gutter Guy Seamless Gutters, a rain drainage expert, can help. With 12 different colors to match your home's exterior, the Gutter Guy manufactures and installs 5, 6, and 7-inch seamless gutters. For repairs or gutters for the entire house, Gutter Guy is ready to serve all your rain drainage needs. Gutter Guy, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, is available at 334-3139.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible. As I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word, I see myself as God sees me. I am who He says I am. I have what He says I have. I can do what He says I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I will never be the same. Never, 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 I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated. So we have to live by faith, looking into the Word of God and fixing our eyes on Jesus. Don't trust in your feelings over the Word. Joyce Meyer says it's fickle feelings. Feelings are fickle. You've seen that. So stop looking at the facts and start looking at the truth. The truth is the Word of God. The facts may be, but the truth will change the facts. As long as you stay focused on Christ, believe Jesus, He'll turn any situation, I said any situation around. Lazarus, dead 4 days, Lazarus, I will turn it around and heal you in the process. Or else he's just going to die again. Right? Jesus, yo-yo Lazarus, healed and raised from the dead. But or didn't if he didn't heal him, he would have raised him from the dead. He would have died from the same thing. And then he would have raised him again. He would have died again. No, he raised him and healed him. God does a complete job. Oh, that's just a story. Yeah. John 15. Look at this. John 15, verse 5. He says, I am the vine. I am the vine. I like to say I am divine. That's how you can say it. But I am the vine, one good shepherd, one savior, one healer, one deliverer. I am him. I am the vine. You are the branches. You are the branch. He that abides in me. How many of you abide in Christ? When you're born again, you become born again, you get in him. He that abides in me, the same brings forth much fruit. For without me, Jesus is making a big statement today right to everyone in this room and on internet and listening on radio. Without me, Jesus, the Christ, this is what he's saying, right? Without me, you can do nothing. You can do nothing. You can do nothing. You can't fly the plane. You'll never get it off the ground. You can't do a thing without Jesus Christ. Can you say amen? Listen to the Amplified. He says, I am the vine. You are the branches. Whoever lives in me and I in him bears much abundant fruit. However, apart from me, cut off from vital union with me, you can do nothing. Listen, right there he's saying, I am the vine. You born again are the branches. He's not saying, I'm the vine. Try and be the branches. Work hard to be the branches. He didn't say any of that. He said, I'm the vine, you're the branches. And if I've received Jesus Christ, I'm attached to the vine. And the vine sustains the branches. The vine gets the nutrients from the earth. The vine takes the water up from the earth. The vine, you don't see the fruit growing on the vine. You see it growing on the branches. I am the vine. I will supply whatever you need. You are the branches. Our Father wishes that we would, and He wants for us to bear much fruit, much fruit. And now, I've said this before as well, you know, you never see a tree standing there like this and going, it's for the people. We bring righteousness to the people by telling them about Christ. We get fruits ourselves and we get blessed ourselves. But we are supposed to be a tree of righteousness. A tree of righteousness. Can you say amen? Wow. And so what he's saying is, I'm the vine, you are the branches. He's not saying try to be the branches. He wants you to realize you already are a branch in Christ. But now you need to become like a good branch manager. Yeah. Now, there are one or two places you can get your phone on. Let's just take Sprint, for instance. There's one in St. Lucie West. I'm sure there's one here. There's branches all around, and each branch has a manager. And you've got to manage that branch according to head office and how head office says that branch should be run. And if you don't run it correctly, you're going to be getting your marching orders. Thank God with him, it's not that way, right? He won't give you your marching orders. He'll just get you on the straight path. But you've got to become a branch manager. You've got to learn how to be a branch in Christ. What does it mean to be a branch in Christ? It means I'm producing fruit, and the fruit comes from the vine, and the fruit is same as the vine. He said, the works I do, you will do and greater. I'm going to produce fruits of healing. I'm going to produce fruits of restoration, fruits of addiction freeness, fruits of freedom, fruits of telling people about Christ, fruits of salvation. Because I'm a branch. And I'm a branch manager. And God is trying to get every... Can you hear me now? 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 It's time we say, I can hear you. Amen. Amen. So it's a great thing. We don't have to struggle to be the branches. All we have to do is abide in Christ. I've just got to abide where he's put me. There's no big deal to this thing. It's not that hard. I just got to abide in Christ. That means when I make a decision, check with head office. That's all it is. Check with head office. Should I buy the house? Hey, Dad, what do you think? No, I'm going to save your fortune, son. Don't buy that one. Okay. But my mind, my spirit, my body, my body, my flesh wants it. I want it. I want it. Fly by the instruments because you're going to crash and burn. Come on. God will not stop you getting a blessing if it's not going to harm your life. I'm going to say that again. God will never stop you from getting a blessing if it will not harm your life. Some people, if you gave them the blessing, they would leave church, leave God, and run amok. Amen. Go back to Ephesians 1. Ephesians 1. So how do I abide in Christ? I mean, I've got to abide in Jesus. I've got to be conscious of my position in Christ. I have to be conscious of my position in Christ. And this is a spiritual thing. You know, the Bible says in Galatians 2:20, I've been crucified together with Christ. But when I look at my hands, I don't see nails, marks, and my feet, and nothing in my side. You understand? I don't see that. But in the spiritual realm, they're there. He says in Galatians 2:20, I've been crucified together with Christ, yet not I, but Christ who lives in me. Come on. And the life I live in the flesh, I now live by the faith, instrumentated faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. You understand? It's a spiritual thing. I've been crucified with Christ. Amen. Because I wasn't born 2,000 years ago. Not in the natural. But before the foundation of the world, God saw me born. God saw my every day. God saw my every need. God supplied everything right then before I even came out the womb. He had the supply for this building before I was born. And then when you fly instrument rated, he directs the footsteps of a righteous man. Don't go that way. Go this way. Don't do that. No, don't do that one. And all of a sudden you end up where you're supposed to be. Psalm 37:23. The steps of a righteous man is ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way thereof. Amen. Come on, you got to get this. We are in Christ. If you're born again, we're in Christ and we have been accepted in Christ, in the beloved. Amen. Ephesians 1 verse 5. Having predestinated us unto the adoption of children. Aren't you glad he adopted us as kids? Adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself. The Amplified says, for he foredained us, destined us, planned in love for us to be adopted, revealed as his own children through Jesus Christ, according to the good pleasure of his will. Right? You see that? Verse 6, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he has made us accepted. He has made us accepted in the beloved. In the beloved. I'm accepted by God the Father in Christ. I'm in Christ. I'm now accepted by God. Amen. Amen. Now, we've got to understand God accepts us and he comes and he's in us. He's in us and we're in him. Remember John 17, his prayer? He said, Father, I pray for not only these disciples with me, but for ones that will become disciples by believing in what they've written about me. I pray that you would be in me and I would be in you and we'd be in them and they'd be in us. That was his prayer. That's the Lord's prayer. John 17. Amen. Not our Father which art in heaven. That's the model prayer. The Lord's prayer is John 17. Amen. You all got that. Amen. And so he accepts us because we are in Christ. We're in Christ and Christ is in us. And that's how he sees us when we walk into his presence. When we walk into his presence, he sees us coming in there in Christ. And Christ in us. He sees us in Christ, the hope of glory. Yeah. Christ is the hope of glory. Yeah. Do you understand we can get into the throne of grace because of Christ? Yeah. I'm telling you, this is amazing. Colossians 1:27. To whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Christ in you is your hope for any kind of glory. Without me, you can do nothing. But when I'm in you, there's glory coming. Hallelujah. Amen. Verse 28. Now watch this. Whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. You see, in Christ, you're perfect. You have been perfected in Christ. Because if we had to rely on our perfection, we got a problem. Isaiah 64:6 tells us about that. That we, our righteous works and our excellence that we think are stinking in his nose. Stinking rags. But in Christ, the most perfect and only perfect person to ever walk the planet, the only one makes us righteous and we are perfect in Christ. So when I go into the throne room of God, he doesn't see sinner, loser, bad person, nasty person. He sees child of God. That's it. Amen. So I've got to be conscious of my, and I'm going to go somewhere else in this in a minute. I've got to be conscious of my position rather than my condition. Too many people that look at their condition and they determine what their position in life is. When I ask somebody, who are you? They'll tell me what they do. Who are you? Well, I'm a sales marketing manager. I didn't say, what do you do? I said, who are you? People don't have a clue. There's an identity crisis in the body of Christ. Not this body. We're getting it right now. Can you say amen? Amen. Or say, oh me, or see something. Say something, amen. And so he says, how every man, listen, is perfect in Christ Jesus. So you've got a new DNA. You've got a new identity. You've got something supernatural. You see that? Can you see the cross in that? Every one of you have got that cross in your thumbprint, in your fingerprints. There is a cross running through that. You have a new DNA. You have been in Christed. You have been made perfect. Tell your neighbor, say, you have been made perfect. Now, what does this mean? First of all, in Ephesians 2:6, and I don't know why I didn't have the scripture there. I thought I had it. But Ephesians 2:6 says, we have been seated together with Christ in heavenly places. Positionally, not conditionally, right? We have been seated together with Christ in heavenly places. Christ came and he changed my condition and he gave me a brand new position.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square town.